Morning, everyone. From a very quiet Thornton Heath. Obviously, I can't really confirm a lot of this because, I can't for obvious reasons. And those of you know what the obvious reasons are, then that's as much as I need to say, really. But it would appear that the vast majority of Croydon, from what people are saying, is pretty much gone. I just really don't know what to say, to be honest with you. I think it's about time the police were allowed to hit back, quite frankly. I can understand that they're saying people are pissed off with the police and people are maybe pissed off with the government and they feel downtrodden and they got to pay for X, Y and Z. And, you know, I kind of feel like that too, at least as far as the government's concerned, I've got to tell you. I can't deny that, but I'm not out doing that kind of thing. First off, I think the parents who allow their kids to run around and do this kind of bullshit should actually be rounded up and friggin' sterilised. So they should, and if they're on benefits, they should have them completely taken off them, because I just think a respect like that, or lack of respect for other people's livelihoods and whatever else, that just shows what people get sometimes when they get something for nothing. So that's personally what I think should happen. I could never imagine doing that as a parent. If I brought up a little bastard who would actually go out there and do something like that, I tell you what, he would be wheeled within an inch of his life, or she would be wheeled within an inch of their lives. For doing the like of that, and there's absolutely no need for it. Business is being burnt to the ground like that. So God knows what's going to happen. It's quite mad, the amount of people who are actually getting behind the council, at least down here. I can't talk for other areas because I'm only reading what's around here. But they're already down there clearing streets, going to try and rebuild the place. I think there's some fire crews still about, dealing with smouldering buildings, etc., etc. So yeah, it's nonsensical, and like I say, I think this is what happens. Too many people get something for nothing in this country, and it's still not enough. And they don't know what it's like to ever have to work for something. A lot of them in their lives at all, and therefore, when it comes to burning down people's people's own business or livelihood or whatever, they don't think twice about it because they've never had that themselves. Well, you know, times are tough. It's not easy to get jobs and whatever else. There's a lot of us, I think, in our situation would tell you that. But that's really not the way to go about it. You're scum. You're disrespectful. And it's hard to say I don't hate the fucking lot of them, to be honest with you. Because anyone who's got that kind of disrespect for other people and lives and whatever else, then I don't have any kind of empathy for them whatsoever. I really don't. It's about as pathetic as you can get. Anyway, for now, that's my thoughts. I'm sure I'll be back to say plenty more, because I'm pretty fucking angry, to be fair.